Chapter 61 Concerning the manner in which we are to persevere in the spiritual combat until death. One of the requisites in the spiritual combat is perseverance in the continual mortification of our unruly passions, for never in this life are they utterly subdued, but take root in the human heart like weeds in fertile soil. This is a battle from which we cannot escape, ours is a foe we cannot evade. The fight against passion will last a lifetime, and he who lays down his arms will be slain. Moreover, we must combat enemies who hate us with unquenchable fury, and are consecrated to our destruction. The more we would make friends of them, the more they would make derelicts of us. But be not daunted by their strength or number, for in this war, he alone is conquered who voluntarily surrenders, and the entire power of our enemies is in the hands of that captain under whose banner we fight, and not only will he preserve us from treachery, but he will be our champion. He who is infinitely superior to all the foe will crown you with conquest provided that you, as a warrior, rely not on your own finite powers, but on his almighty power and infinite goodness. If, however, he seems slow in coming to your aid and apparently leaves you in the withering fire of the enemy, be not discouraged, rather fight resolutely in this firm belief that he will convert all things which befall you to your eventual benefit, and even the unexpected crown of victory will be yours. For your part, never desert your commanding officer, who, for your sake, did not shrink from death itself, and in dying on Calvary Saint Hill, conquered the entire world. Fight courageously under his colors, and lay not down your arms while there is one foe left, for if a single vice is neglected it will be a beam in your eye, and a thorn in your side, constantly hindering you from triumph in your glorious and victorious cause.